Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takkar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined as always by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
Tom, I'm doing well. I've been through a long couple days. I just moved apartments, and it was yesterday was a full like 14 hours between moving and clearing out the old place. And then I finally get my room set up, put the sheets on the bed, put the mattress on the bed, and I realize I did not pack a single pillow.
Oh, no.
After 14 hours of moving.
That is like, brutal.
So tired.
Where to lay your weary head?
I had to lay my weary head on a folded up blanket. It was rough stuff.
You ever just roll up a jacket and have to use that as a pillow? That was pretty good. Well, I'm sorry you're going through that. Did you need help moving? I was at a wedding till when? I guess late Monday. Weird weekend. It was fun, but it was weird that it was on a Sunday when we got it. Was just not a holiday weekend. But it feels like it is because we're celebrating by having two of our favorite guests on today. Although I don't like the fucking look one of them had on his face when I was introducing myself, and that would be Rob Hayes.
What?
You didn't seem to like Wolf of Dog Street.
It made it funny. Man, I just didn't expect it.
And also, of course, we have Chris Daniels on today. We've had you guys on representing Book of Yay before. And now you're back. How are you guys? Rob, let's start with you. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing fine, you know, living in LA still. You know, I feel validated. Kanye's about to change his name to Ye. When we made the Book of Ye, you know, it was just on the strength of that's what Kanye refers to himself as, so that's what we're gonna name our podcast. And then now that's going to be his name.
Are there any more parties in LA?
That's good. That's a great question.
Plenty of parties in LA.
Damn.
No more clubs in LA. No more events. I just got refunded for a ticket I bought to an event next month and didn't.
Oh,
even
shit. Really?
No, it was canceled. And then like looked through my email, like, when is that thing? Can I still make it? And it's like, oh, it's not happening.
Who was it? Was it Kid Rock?
It was not Kid Rock. It was a karaoke event.
Ooh, yeah, that's probably smart.
Yep.
Delta's real, baby. I just by the way, I want to really quickly thank you to the people who reached out after I bitched last week that nobody said anything. A few people reached out and said that they hoped I was doing all right. And you know what? I'm doing just fine. I'm over it. The guy who still has COVID, but I'm fucking over it. You know, I'm just gonna be out there. But no, I'm totally back to normal. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Still in New York, also. Pretty opposite of Rob. Actually, kind of sick of his validation, to be honest with you, because Rob remembers everything he said. So when the validation comes, it doesn't matter if it's 2 days later, 2 weeks, or 2 years later, you're going to hear about it.
Well, should we get into it, fellas? So
yeah,
the album finally came out. The Donda is out. We did do me and Tommy had exclusive access to the album a month ago, and we talked about it on the Patreon. We listened to it track by track, but we'll do this again for the main feed now that it's out for everyone to have heard.
Quick question: was it the same thing that got released?
That's a great question.
You'll have to subscribe to the Patreon. To find
out. You'll have to go on the Patreon to hear what we heard.
I don't know, guys. I just got ESPN Plus. I don't know if I can do another.
We'll play sports for you.
Did you? We'll play 2K on the feed for you, and hell, we'll throw around a frisbee or something.
And, just summarize any 30 for 30 that you need to do.
Did you wait really fast? Did you really just get ESPN Plus?
I did.
Why?
Share the password, bro.
For the U.S. Open.
Oh, you can watch the U.S. Open on there.
You can't watch all of them.
Oh, so I bought ESPN Plus when Last Dance came out, and then it turned out you couldn't even watch it on ESPN Plus. So I was like, well, whatever. I'll see what else you can do on ESPN Plus. You can't do a goddamn thing on ESPN Plus.
It was on regular ESPN, The Last Dance.
I didn't have regular ESPN. You have to have cable for that. That's why I thought I would game the system and pay $5 a month and have ESPN Plus.
Who the hell are you watching that you need ESPN Plus to watch? Like, just watch Osaka and Djokovic like the rest of us. Like, who are you watching that like, oh,
I'm in deep.
I was supposed to go yesterday.
Name some names. You paying for it? Two people at a time play tennis. You didn't name anybody.
My favorite players outside of the Osakas and Cocos: Jannik Sinner, Barbara Krejcikova, Paula Pedrosa. She's from Spain. Joe Teichmann's from Switzerland.
Paula from Spain. You ain't got to tell me.
Well, I just want to say, so ESPN Plus is what, $5 a month? Our Patreon's only $3. I mean, come on.
I got the bundle. I got the Disney bundle. I got Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus.
That's fine. We also have a bundle. If you pay $5 a month, you get CISO. You get
Quibi. Yeah.
Quibi. You get Nick Vine. Knight. You get Vine. Tommy's live journal.
I get a bunch of apps with no content, just logos.
Mm-hmm. Hey, logos are cool. That's what I always say.
That's true. You were supposed to go yesterday, Tommy.
This is the first year I didn't go to the U.S. Open in all my 6 years in New York, and I had plans to go the 31st, and I thought I was going to be all moved out and everything by the 30th, and then I ended up having way more shit to do, and I just spent the whole 31st throwing away pillows, apparently, so I could not go, and it was I was very bummed, because I love the U.S. Open. It's a great time. I
heard they were giving away pillows at the
Open. Go every year.
What's up?
I did not. You go to the U.S. Open every year?
I go one day every year, yeah. It's one of my favorite things. I love tennis.
That's insane. I had no clue.
But what I didn't get to go to was one of these Donda live stream events. Now, yeah, what are you talking?
Did either of you guys go to any of the live stream stuff?
Unfortunately, I was not in Atlanta.
I know some people who went.
I was not in Atlanta. If I was in Atlanta when it was announced, I definitely would have been there. I definitely would have. I went and saw Sunday Service. I happened to be in Atlanta.
Damn.
For a wedding, and Sunday Service came to Atlanta to New Birth, and I went in, and they forced us to go to church. They tricked us into going to church. So church was like 3 hours.
Oh my
God. Is that true? There was a full service?
Oh my God. The speeches, service. They were like, it's like, you know, when like you're in a comedy club and like they're like, Chris Rock is here. Like, you know, like people trying to give their best. Like, and so like T.I., 2 Chainz, and I want to say it was somebody else, maybe Nelly. They got the memo that, hey, Kanye's going to start at the end of church. So they had like some VIP seats, and then they got seated later. So then like we're like 2.5 hours in, and then we see like 2 Chainz and T.I. and his family like sit down. And then the preacher started being like, all right, Who got $1,000? I know somebody got $1,000. T.I., I know you got $1,000. T.I. sat right down, like, hey, you're not getting $1,000 out of me today. and then Sunday service was amazing. Like New Birth had a choir, and then Sunday service choir was like in like a pit, and they were singing, like the New Birth choir was like embarrassed. They were like, dang, like we don't sound like that. Like they sounded amazing. You know, it's sad Kanye wasn't paying these people because they had amazing voices.
So Kanye's not paying people there?
There's a whole thing. There's a whole lawsuit they were suing. You know, I don't know. I don't know how legit that is, but they he got sued by the Sunday service choir.
Damn, that's messed up. I heard that I knew a couple people who went in Chicago to some of the streaming parties, and they said it was rough because the sound was not set up right, and it was very echoey, and anytime there was any kind of like bass or like drums, it was like over, like it was just too much, and it
in the arena
nonsense. It
was at Soldier Field, right?
Or yeah, it was at Soldier Field. Yeah. This was not in. I don't think it was. Yeah, it was like an outdoor thing. They had the church thing up there, and like I talked to somebody the other night. It was like, yeah, the sound was not great. And also, our friend Brian Babylon was there, and I believe he said the sound was weird, and he also mostly talked about how he left early enough that he got home within 20 minutes, which is not a good sign for.
But did he say anything about how good the chicken tenders were?
He did not.
I've seen the prices for those chicken tenders.
Kanye doesn't set those prices though. That's them taking advantage. They know you're in the stadium. They know you know, if you go to State Farm, you're assuming, oh, the Chick-fil-A is open. It's not Sunday, you know.
Oh, shit.
$50. And then they're like, wait, Chick-fil-A is not open? Oh,
that is crazy.
Yeah. But
when else, that's what I'm saying. When else are they charging $50? Like, Kanye's been to an arena before. They didn't charge chicken tenders that day.
But he's never been to a stadium.
I read a crazy story that he tried to have at the Chicago one at Soldier Field. He tried to have his actual childhood home from Chicago. He tried to get it like airlifted into Soldier Field. They ended up building a replica of it, which makes way more sense.
And have you guys seen the video that some guys made at his childhood home, and they tried to like recreate? Oh my gosh, I gotta send it to you guys. It's hilarious. But basically, like they got, you know, sheets on their head. They all got on all black. They found some white guy that put some paint over his eyes. I guess he's supposed to be Marilyn Manson. It's insane.
Oh my god. But yeah, when I was reading, while you're looking that up, yeah, in the article, he says the buildings department Chicago's buildings department denied his wishes, saying moving a home in Chicago is a very technical process that requires structural engineer reports and multiple permits. So you can't just airlift a fucking house into a football field, apparently.
I mean, you'd think just like the structure of the house would have to be so sound for shit not to just start falling off. I've never heard of that as an idea.
You know what? But we don't know where he got the idea. Like if you were like me and you would like watch that Unabomber series and you said like, yeah, they just airlifted his little thing out the woods. Kanye probably seen that, was like, shit, they could do that for my house.
That's true.
That would be sick if you were like, fuck, I got to move. I want to move to New York. And instead of like having to buy a new house and shit, you were just like, fucking fly my house in L.A. to New York. What's the problem?
Drop it in McCarran Park.
I live here now. That's what the bathroom remodel that's happening over there is. They're just removing all of it so Kanye can move in. That's what you should have done, Tommy. Just moving all your shit like a sucker.
That would have saved me so much time. And I had Marilyn Manson at my place, too. So we had a lot.
Da Baby and Marilyn Manson. What do you guys think of that choice?
I didn't know all the stuff that was going on with Marilyn Manson. I'm so glad I wasn't like tweeting like, oh, where's that guy been? You know, I did not know.
What a crazy thing to get canceled for.
I mean, no, Rafael Sadiq posted a picture with Marilyn Manson, and then he was getting attacked and people were like going crazy. And he was like, hey, I normally post all the time. No one ever pays any attention. It really made me sad because I was like, damn, I love Rafael Saadiq. I'm not following him. So then I clicked follow because he was like, I guess I'm going to delete this. I didn't know all this stuff, but he was like, basically, all these people came to my page for some negativity. I'm not a negative person. I didn't know what was going on, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, that's the lead singer of Tony. He's not thinking about, you know, Marilyn Manson and the, I don't know.
Yeah, I barely even, because I was already scared of Marilyn Manson. So then when this stuff started coming out, I was like, oh, I don't need to pay attention to his ass anymore. I wasn't in the first place, but.
One of the first episodes of this show, by the way, was right. Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I feel like if I re-listened to that, I'd be happy with the things I said about him.
It was a pre assault Marilyn Manson. Yes. That we knew about it.
That and we knew was, about. Yes, right. Or at least that I knew about. Tommy has some insider info about her. He knows a lot about music. yeah.
I mean, Kanye's been sampling Marilyn Manson for years. Like Black Skinhead is a sample of.
Oh shit! It is.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But is that why he was true? Up there?
No, that's not why.
I think he did something on the new album. I think under his real name, because I don't think the name Marilyn Manson is on the album.
Back to back first guest on the Bret Easton Ellis podcast, Kanye West, and then after that is Marilyn Manson.
Wow. Damn.
Couple American Psychos.
He wrote American Psycho, and Kanye's obsessed with American Psycho. It's been too long, Chris. I miss you, man.
Man, I'm just looking at this event day menu, and it is insane. Assorted snack basket. It's got gluten-free chips, bars, and jerky. $65. Chicken tenders, $50. All beef kosher frank, $40. And cookies and brownies are $45. That is truly fucking the most insane thing I've ever seen.
It's like a grift, like with like the first draft of pricing. Like, you think we can get away with this? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah. I want to know how much they moved in that. Like, if you saw somebody with that, that's, you could buy Madden for that. Like, that's
the thing is, it's Kanye, so I have to
get back and you like spill a tender or something.
Oh, don't even God, like pick it up.
Then you're like, you're the man. You're like, yo, I'm the richest person in my section. What's up?
That you should just like, if you just showed up to your section and just started tossing chicken tenders in the air,
like the LeBron toss. The hose.
That would be a thing where I'd be like selling bootleg chicken tenders. I'd bring in my own.
Hey, those are nuggets.
Yo, this tastes like
tension. Now with all the you know, security, they're searching you. So, you know, like I know at State Farm, you can't bring a bag that unless it's clear, it's got to be like a certain size, you know. So really, You gotta have it on you.
This is what I'm doing.
You're gonna sneak in food, it's gotta be on your body.
That's what I'm talking. I'm having a duct tape vest. It's gonna look like I've got like dynamite on my body, but it's all just hot chicken. And it's like really hurting me.
That is the most embarrassing way to get turned away from a stadium. They're like, oh, are you not vaccinated? You're like, no, it's much worse. I'm sneaking chicken in.
Chicken grease dripping through my shirt.
Motherfucker smell like Popeyes.
You know what would have been funny, because it's such a gospel-y album, if somebody would have been making plates outside like you get at the end of church, like they would have had like little styrofoam plates. If somebody would have done that, that would have been hilarious.
I think we got a new scam. I think they're going to have like chicken tender sniffing dogs.
You got to get the full body scan like you're at the airport. The only way you can see chicken.
No, that's chicken that I ate earlier. That is fucking crazy. All right, enough about the stadium prices. Let's get into the album, guys. What do you think? What are your you know, it's still pretty fresh off the charts. I'm gonna be totally honest right off the bat with you. It's so fucking long that I have not even finished it yet. I thought I had time and I was re-listening to some songs. I have like four songs left. It's too long. It's insane.
I feel the same. I will say that, like, I strongly feel very attached to, I want to say, like, the first maybe like 11 or 12 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also partially because, like, I haven't really had the time to do like a full 2 hour like run through, like, just on the day to day is hard. But I'm not like, I think the album's good. I think it's probably, I think it's really good. Like, what I like is, I don't want to go off the deep end here. I don't know, like, if I love it or not, but I would say, like, I can't argue with it. Like, at this point, I expect Kanye to do a bunch of different shit that nobody's doing, a bunch of different sound. There's stuff in here that sounds like super gospel, which, even if you don't have to be like religious or anything to just like love gospel music, I think it sounds great. You got stuff in here that sounds like it just belongs on like a movie, or just like more natural. So like there's a couple songs in here, I'm like, these sound like straight like movie scores and soundtracks from like some of my favorite movies from a lot of different people. And you have stuff like there's like trap sounds. It's all stuff that like only Kanye could get away with or do. But it is very long, so I can't give like a whole thing. But mm-hmm. what I love, and I don't have anything that I don't even like a little bit at all.
Really? It's the only album to Google runtime, which you usually do with movies. Yeah. But to just be like,
what is the runtime?
It's, I think over, it's an two hour hours. 45.
It's almost 2 hours.
Hour
1 hour 49. 45. Yeah.
Somebody said, I think that they were like, it's longer than Austin Powers or something like that, which is
a good way to mark time. I don't know exactly how long Austin Powers is.
I'm not even sure if that was what it was, but that is the new.
It has a full 20 minutes on Austin Powers.
That is
Austin crazy. Powers with deleted scenes, because you got to watch it, like they're in the bar and with the henchmen backstory parts. Like, you got to have that in there.
Yeah, yeah. You might as they should put those in the actual movie now.
Extended rocket dick jokes.
If you put Austin Powers on mute and play Donda, it will sync up. And it is not going to be good.
No. And you're going to have
yourself. Wait a minute. Yo, if the Fembots come out at the right, yo, that might be crazy. I might do that. I don't know when.
Were the Fembots in Austin Powers 1?
I think so, right?
I thought they were only in, I thought they showed up in 2, but that's, I guess,
no,
maybe
they showed up in 1.
It's just that once her name turns out to be a Fembot in the beginning.
Yeah,
such a funny way to start a movie. What a great film series.
Fun way to be like, Elizabeth Hurley didn't want to do this anymore.
So. I wrote up on Mike Myers. He was in the VIP section. I wasn't, but I got to the edge of where I was, got right in his face and was like, yo, Austin Powers was like the reason I'm here. Like, that's my favorite movie, blah, blah, blah. He's like, thank you. You know, but I was drunk as hell.
Wait, where was this?
Yeah, where?
At Montreal. I got in Mike Myers.
Oh,
what? Like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, remember, because he got that award. He got that, like, comedy award or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I wrote up on Mike Myers and let him know. Man, Austin Powers, is that's it.
Me and Caleb shared an elevator with Chris D'Elia, so not as good of a story.
Yeah, that story don't hold up. In 2015, that was lit. It was like,
I'm glad the episode we did on him would...
Man, I'm with you. You better get on.
That's great. And I just realized it makes sense that maybe Kanye was trying to fuck with Michael Myers after the whole George W. Bush doesn't care about black people thing.
Yes. Oh. I always forget. Yeah, he's in that clip. It's very weird.
See, I don't know, because I feel torn, because Kanye said George Bush doesn't care about black people, but yet there's a song called No Child Left Behind. And it's like, man, that's a Bush policy if I ever heard one. Like, mm-hmm. that I hate that I like that song because it makes me think of the whole Republican thing when I, when I hear the name of it.
Oh, I haven't gotten to that one yet. Is it good?
Yeah,
yeah, I think it's great.
You probably heard it. That's the one in the Beats commercial.
Okay.
It sounds like it could be in the movie Drive. That's all I keep thinking when like the sound comes on.
It pisses me off that I listen to 20 songs and I like, how am I still have so much left to this?
Kanye is done making decisions. Like, he's done making decisions. He's just like, all right, here's all the songs. Y'all decide what you like. I'm not making any more. That's what the whole thing he's selling. And you could like redo the songs and stuff on the little machine. It's because he's done making decisions.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I didn't know about that either. What is this?
For $200, he's selling a stem player, and basically it has all the stems, like all the original sounds from the album. And you can like, with lights, like remake all the songs.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Incredible. Because it's like, he claims to have synesthesia where he sees music and there's paintings that he's shown that he's painted like when he was in high school. He's like, this is how I see a beat, and it would be like waves and like different, you know, stuff. So it's a way of you doing music without playing an instrument, but just manipulating lights in order to like restructure the album. Yeah,
this is crazy.
Yeah,
you can control vocals.
You guys did no research.
That's what you guys are here for.
That. It looked fake. I didn't know that
this
was like
is crazy, man.
You guys are the boogie gay people. I don't want to hear this.
Kanye's last name is West. This is it.
You're our correspondents for Kanye. You're our Kanye correspondents.
Rob, you haven't said what you think about the album yet. What do you think?
I enjoy the album. I will make a playlist of all the songs that I like. And I think I will make another playlist of all the songs with like God and Jesus in the title that he's made over his career, just because it's beginning to get a lot.
It's so like, that's fun.
The thing. Once you go gospel, you got to get real creative. All right, this one's Praise God. Love God, you know, it's like, all right. Heaven and hell, that's what that one is. So.
What do you guys think of Jay-Z's verse on Jail? I think it sucks. I'll give my theory, but
it's,
I actually like the song. I think his verse is
really Jail good. Is good.
For Jay-Z,
don't freeze that sample.
It's not. I mean, it's not the best Jay-Z verse in recent times. But I think what he's saying is like, you know, the only way you're getting Jay-Z on a record with Kanye, he's got to say that. And mm-hmm. Jay-Z's the type to talk to people through verses, just like calling them on the phone.
That does seem like the only way you're going to get any kind of like, how did Jay-Z feel about like that party we went to or whatever? The only way is like, I guess I got to pay him to be on a fucking verse. Should we go ahead and listen to a little bit of Jail and try to get to that Jay-Z verse?
It is towards the end.
Yeah, I know that. I just don't know exactly where. I'll just throw it on and see what we can do.
And Jesus, you're not in control of my thesis. You already know what I think by think pieces. For you actually already told you who you think he is. Don't try to jail my thoughts and think precedents. I can't be controlled with programming presets. Reset. In my cell tonight. Don't have to see you to touch you. This is what Braille look like. It's on sight. If they take me to jail, call my girl, tell her, send my mail. We know what hell look like, still it's a hell of a life. Yikes.
So if you're going to jail and you're like, you need to tell Beyonce one thing, and that's send me my mail, you're going to get your mail. It's fine.
They're obligated to by law. But
that
thank you.
Yeah. There might be like some kind of secret billionaire business in an envelope, you know, tell, you know, hey, give me my mail is means something else.
That's a good point.
Also, mail, I do appreciate you. I do appreciate you skipping that corny ass selfie line.
That is the part that I hate. Beginning. Yeah.
Oh, so shit, was,
I was like,
you accidentally skipped like, to the cool part.
I was gonna say that part. The, upon a you know fifth listen to that, I was like, actually, this is kind of sick. Wait, what's the selfie line? Oh, there it is.
It was just it. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
That's my celly. Made in the image of God. That's a selfie.
Yep. Yeah, that sucks.
What? I mean,
that's my celly.
We can tell how high pitch your voice got. Even you don't believe it, man.
Is this an anthem for the cops? Like, who is yelling, guess who's going to jail tonight? Like, I feel like it's just on the wrong side of like, it's such a, you know, like, I feel like that's what a Karen says, like, when the cops are on the way. Like,
Yep. I think that's true. That song is, the production of that song is cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are some other, I like OK OK.
Which one is the one that's like.
Oh, yeah, what is that? That's early.
Anytime you can't understand what Kanye, I'm probably gonna like it.
Yeah,
anytime he's just yeah.
What is that one? Fuck, because there was that we were listening to it, and I wasn't controlling the you know the phone, so I couldn't see what the titles were for a lot of these. Was that Junior?
Junior is one of my two
is
favorites.
It Jonah?
Let me see.
No,
it's not. It's before that. It might be Jonah.
Oh, let me. Yeah, I think it is Jonah.
No, it's not Jonah. Hold up.
This is Jonah while we're looking.
It's Praise God, I think.
Oh, is it Praise God?
I think it's Praise God.
I kind of like Jonah, too.
It might be Off the Grid.
Yeah, I don't mind Jonah. All right,
it's Praise God.
It's Praise God. Let me throw Praise God on.
Speech to the young.
I'm skipping here.
Speech.
Damn, how you gonna skip his mom? What a jerk.
Skip Donda.
Wow.
Fine.
He wrote, speech to the young. Speech to the progress toward. Say to them. Say to the down keepers, the sun slappers, the self soilers, the hominy hushers, even if you are not ready for the day, it cannot always be night.
Sir, that's how to work. Well, sit some like Mike. He's out of sight. Woo! We got a pipe. Get there like Ike. Sit some the spot.
I love Travis Scott, man.
What's that?
I love Travis Scott.
Mm.
When Kanye and Travis Scott get into their weird piss on your grave crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, once you heard Night, you should have known Travis Scott was going to come with the moose sounds and stuff, you know? I don't know what that is. Does he do that? I would love to see him recording that. Again, how was that? Oh man, do it again.
Can we agree that Baby Keem has the best verse on his album?
Wait, which verse is that?
It's a lot of album to say
this
that.
Is what I said. It's the last verse on Praise God.
All right, let's hear it, and then we'll let the audience be the judge as well.
I mean, a lot of it I don't know, but it sounded cool. A lot of it I'm not gonna be able to tell you. I know he said spaghetti. He definitely said
his uncle spaghetti.
And it might be the best spaghetti line since 8 Mile. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
Who else has been touched upon spaghetti?
A G Dep.
Mm-hmm. Kanye do a spaghetti line too. I feel like Kanye does a reference to Eminem's spaghetti line.
I think one of my favorite verses is that Jay Electronica verse on Jesus Lord Part 2, which is at about 4:30 in that song. If you wanna,
okay, so Jesus Lord we was listening to, and I'm not somebody who's like receptive of lyrics on the first try. I'm more of somebody that like listens to the beat first. So Jesus Lord is playing, I'm dancing, right? And my girlfriend's like, this is the saddest song I've ever learned. I'm like, yo, the beat, you know, like, Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus Lord is depressing as hell.
And it's like, did you hear any of the words? Like, yo, it's so dark. And then she explained it to me. And now I never felt so disconnected from the song.
Did you say it's at 4:30, Tommy?
It starts around there. Yeah, yeah.
Let me skip to that.
I think this is my favorite feature.
I don't like it, but
in the name of the true and living God, the beneficent, the merciful. Thank you for bringing me up the rough side of the mountain like earth through. Every knee bowed and every tongue confessed and paid homage to the mogul. Visit Rothschilds like the loneliest dear Panonica. It's J Elect Antondronica coming through your monitor. Back from the great and yonder, the son of man and the son of Donda. I never rode the Jigs or the R6 or the Honda, but I flew my Ducati through North America like Wakanda. Earthquakes will strike this nation from what Bush did to Rwanda, what the Clintons did to Haiti, and down the street did to Ghana. It's a postland, they call me Pedro Moto, El Negro Loco. I shake the tectonic plates of the game if I lay one vocal. The God is interstellar while you fellas remain local. My boss is like the pyramid temples of Paco Volta. As sure as the DOJ confirmed Ezekiel's will, I can change the world like I could, but two pieces of steel. My sword on my microphone, I swore to the Christ's throne. But when you great, they want to say you took a L, Jose Castillo. I'm in the fight here for what seemed like light years. A rugged cross and thorny crown, squeeze out Christ tears. 30 pieces of silver clout, my P.F. Price tier. It's a war outside, it's a war outside. It's like the last days inside of making more outside.
That beat is so good, and I just think his voice sounds really cool on there.
His voice does sound cool. I had to listen to that twice in the car, and because I was trying to figure out what he says when he says earthquakes will strike this nation for what Bush did to Rwanda, what the Clintons did to Haiti, and Downing Street did to Ghana. And I didn't know what I thought he said Donald Trump did to Ghana.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why, but it bothered me that they, you're going to go after Bush and the Clintons, and and then Trump is just gets a pass in this whole album.
And it's Jay Electronica. You just got to be happy there's no anti-vax bars in there.
Don't call yourself Double Entronica. I don't like it. I don't like it. Don't do that. It's not a real last name, and you know it. What did Bush do to Rwanda?
That's a great question. Tommy, take it away.
He gave the hotel a bad Yelp review. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I thought Rwanda happened later. I thought Clinton didn't intervene. I'm like, now I got to do research. He's bringing up the plate tectonics. Now it's like, how many subjects are we going to cover in one verse? You know, we're in science, we're in geography, we're in history.
Mm-hmm.
That's three.
There you go.
Literature, but Double Entronica, that's not going to get
great. Were you dancing to the Larry Hoover outro?
No. But that's when I started getting upset, because it's like, all right, this is a sad story, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also, it's like, are you trying to justify going to the White House? Are you trying to make it seem like I put the MAGA hat on,
mm-hmm,
and did all this stuff and said all this crazy stuff so I could go to the White House to try to free this person who didn't get free?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you're the one telling us about it. Like, to me, it just felt like, but you know, like, it does bring perspective to that aspect of it, but still, it's like, this is not a get out of jail free card. Also, I was trying to do the math on when dude went to Morris Brown, just because Morris Brown lost their accreditation in 2002, and they just got it back, I think, this year. So it's like, this story, you know, if the math lines up, the story might be even sadder.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty sad stuff, but I'm glad you had your fun with it. what else? I think I liked Remote Control. What are some more highlights from this album for you guys?
I did lie earlier. The best verse, my second favorite verse is the one on Praise God. I think the best one is actually, I think the best song is probably Off the Grid.
Off the Grid. All right.
I think that's number one.
Really? All right. Where does it start at? I'll throw on Off the Grid. Let's see. Playboy Cardi.
You go for the last verse on that song is I don't even know who that dude is. This is Fabio.
Fabio Foreign, yeah. Kanye's gonna do a whole album with him.
His verse is crazy.
All right,
he's at the end now. Rapper in New York right now.
Wait, is he at the end?
Like towards the end, I want to say that.
I'm seeing a bunch. This is a long ass song. I'm seeing him in the middle here. I'll just try to find it based on these.
Literally. I love Young Thug's verse on Remote Control.
All right, we'll do that.
And Cudi on Moon. That you know, those songs back to back, I was really feeling.
Go to like 130, like 2 or somewhere around like 130.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So when you hear that little like that little noise, like that's what Fabio's known for. Like that's part of his sound, and like the sound that Pop Smoke kind of popularized.
Oh, so you meant the one before this, right?
Yeah, it's like I think it says like I think I'm trying to clock at like 125 or something like that.
125? That might be still a Cardi.
That's obvious.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Damn. I like that one.
Yeah, that's cool as hell.
That's cool.
Y'all put the videos out for the podcast?
No. we will for this one. Did your computer fall over?
Rob was sideways. Entering the Twilight Zone.
Oh, man.
I'm going to rewatch that back. and then you said Remote Control, right, Rob?
Remote Control, that Young Thug verse, because he just slid on it. It was like the perfect thing for him.
Yeah, I like this. I like this.
Like a CEO, on remote control. He got it on remote control. I can't rock your ball. Just a brand new rose.
First night. Jesus sent me brand new clothes. First night. We're still 32 below. Yeah. I won't lie about telling time. I can rest your mind within my time. Don't you give your love up, this is the right sign. Right sign. Yeah, yeah. I treat you lovely and righteous and kind. And we'll be less than one another till we die. I give you kids and you drop off a dime. Oh, total, all my clothes. Take it to the light like strobe. Taking me to court like oh. I'm receiving my dough. I just wanted you to know. I can close all like the pole. Don't you freeze up on a pole. It's all remote
control. Yeah, I like that song. That one, immediately, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
This is one of the few songs I could see myself. I was like, oh, I'm like going to listen to that one again soon. The problem I'm having with this album is I'm like, I don't know which, none of the songs, actually, upon re-listening now, I'm like, oh, I am enjoying this more. Because when I listened to most of it on the first run through, I was like, there's just nothing that I was like, you know what it is? I was at the gym and they started playing something from Graduation on the speakers at the gym. And I was listening to this and I was like, fuck, I'd so much rather be listening to that. And nothing on this has stricken me as like, oh, that's an immediate banger that I'm going to be listening to like for the rest of the year or whatever. But I, you know, it's possible that I'll give it some more listens and change my mind.
It's hard to listen to Donda Chan while you bench pressing.
very hard. In fact, I have to skip that because we listened to it the one time and I was like, I can't. Once I found out what it was, I was like, I can't listen to that again. It's fucking with my head too much.
Have you guys heard Designer's theory that Donda is influenced by him?
No.
Donda's Chance influenced by him.
Oh, come on.
Panda.
It's funny because wait, is that true?
That's what he said in this.
Because I was thinking of it as soon as that came on, it reminded me of Panda. But I was like, that's such a that's dumb as hell.
First of all, it reminded me of Pokemon. I don't know why. But if designers reach, that's like the furthest reach for relevancy I've ever heard.
So funny.
Designer had a 20 minute album before the Good Music 20 minute album. He never got his credit. I'm doing okay. All right, he might still be driving good music, you know.
Damn,
I really like Moon because they got the Moon Man Kid Cudi on there.
Yeah, Moon is fun. Well, let's listen to Moon, and then we'll get to the Peanut Gallery because we got to hear from the people who listen to the show and get what they thought too. And some people shared some shit that I want to talk about. Let's hear a little bit of Moon. Yeah, this one's cool.
Strapping we up. Never forget all the memories. Sitting, I sit by my cup. Thinking I should be a better me. Truly, I'm blessed from the start. So much to say in these melodies. Oh, stare at the sky, the moon singing sweet. Oh my God, such a sweet moment. Angels, they say I'm not ever weak. Such a lonely boy. Heaven knows I might never sleep. Trouble in my soul. Hey, I've been praying. Life can be training. Oh, hey, we're late. Try and keep falling. Oh, I'm ashamed. Hated what I would see. And nobody knows. So I go.
That's a good like pick me up song. You going through a, you know, something, you could play that song. You know, you could change the words a little bit. You have a bad set. How did I get booed? Yeah, man. I love that song. That's prime Cudi. That's like, that's what you want from a song called Moon with Cudi on it. Yeah. That's what you want.
He loves the moon.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Not for me. The moon. Not the song. Just I mean the moon. Yeah, the actual moon.
Oh, yeah.
I like the tides song.
Bother you.
Exactly. I like the song. I just pretend it's about something else. I pretend it's about the movie Dune that's coming, and so I change it to that. You know.
Have you ever seen Jodorowsky's Dune?
No, I've seen clips from it because we had to write sketches for it for the movie show, which Rob is in.
Rob's
in my favorite sketch from the show. The Halloween one. So if you haven't watched the movie show, check it out.
I'm in that sketch with Casey Faye, who is on Sneak This.
Ooh, is that right?
Yeah.
There
VR Kicks.
Plugs come at the end. Plugs come at the end.
Yeah, don't be plugging your shit now. Don't start plugging your shit now.
Wait, I got another
thing.
I got another full circle thing though.
What you got?
My other episode of Stand By Your Band was Soulja Boy.
Yes. Oh, yes. This was going to come up.
Left off of the album.
Cut and out.
Got beef with Kanye.
His tweet, I had it pulled up just a second ago and then I lost it. But yeah, it's he's very mad and he calls him a pussy.
Seems like a sure way to change Kardashian the situation.
Said I was the first rapper with Kim Kardashian, and the picture is such a like, hey, I'm a big fan. Can you take a picture? Like this doesn't. It's not giving like we just had sex at all. It's giving like, oh yeah, you make that one song. Yeah, let's take a picture.
I gotta see. Hold on. Oh damn it! I lost it again. Where the hell is this? I'm just gonna look it up on Twitter. But yeah, he's he makes fun of him about the MAGA hat shit, and yeah, he's pissed. I was reading people's what people thought about it, and the people in the comments are making fun of him. That picture is so funny. Yeah, that's clearly not. They're like
nobody's like they fucking.
That's really funny. You guys got to see this picture.
It might have kissed through the phone, but that's it.
Don't shake your head, Rob. You defended that song.
I love it. That's the 2A rap.
don't pass the day rap.
That song. Oh my God.
I've never been madder at Rob Hayes when we had to listen to fucking Passenger Rap.
Imagine putting that song out in like a stadium release. $50 chicken tenders to your best day.
If you haven't listened to the Rob Hayes episode, maybe I'll just throw it on for just a second so I can piss myself off. Oh, here it is. Pass it to A-Rab. It's that for a while. Just there you
if go. You if you like, at the show, that's the part where A-Rab dances. You know?
I know what A-Rab does.
A-Rab does his thing. It's
but it also sounds like a stroke as a
that's
song.
Exactly. So. Thank you. All right. Here's what Soulja Boy tweeted. Yesterday or 2 days ago. He said, "You pussy, you really wore that Trump hat too. You did a lot of corny shit in your career and got a pass. Bitch ass, apologize to Taylor Swift."
Damn.
why did he pull up like Wikipedia's like every Kanye thing related ever? It's just like I'm on that side now.
I think Tommy
like he wasn't recording a song with him last week.
Yep. Damn, that must it must have been bad, right? I want to hear the verse now.
He played no on his Twitter. He posted played, it.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
It's not great.
It's not worth all this.
Oh wait, here
he
we
doesn't
go.
Doesn't call himself Soulja Boy Antronica though.
to his credit.
To his credit.
Private life always wins. Keep it a secret until you win. What? Wait, where did he post that? It doesn't matter.
What song was he supposed to be on?
That's what I'm curious about right now. Drake puts on Soulja Boy. Shades following his Kanye West rant.
What?
What did Drake say about Kanye?
Yo, Drake and Kanye have been going at it.
Damn.
Do you see that Kanye group text thing?
Yeah.
He had like a group text with Drake and he sent a picture of the Joker and was like,
wait, what?
Kanye sent Drake a picture of the Joker
into a group chat with a Soulja Boy. I mean
with Drake.
Drake, yeah.
I gotta look this up because that is very funny.
And it is the Joaquin Phoenix Joker. Very important.
Oh shit. That is very important. Damn. Kanye West is becoming the Joker according to Kanye West. Kanye West doxes Drake after his diss track beef. Kanye responds to Drake diss with a Joker meme. That is promises you will never recover. Damn. So yeah, so he's calling himself the Joker and he's gonna be an agent of chaos.
I like that Joker meme now. It's just a picture of the Joker. Yeah. I don't get why that's a meme.
Yeah, that's not a meme.
It's not a meme. Joker. It's just a frame from, you know, a film.
That's true.
That won the Oscar for Best Actor.
It did.
Oh, I forgot about that. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. No offense to any.
The world got sick immediately after that.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's what did it.
All right, let's maybe, you know, that was just proof that this world was already kind of sick. COVID isn't the disease.
Yeah.
Society is.
Damn.
Brought to you from the director of The Hangover. The End Times.
Yep. Todd Phillips. All right, let's get to the old peanut gallery. So as we do on this show, and also as you guys can imagine, Jared did not have thoughts on Donda, so we did not go to him this week. But go to Limestone Comedy Festival if you're in Bloomington. It's all vaxxed and all that good stuff. So
that's where I met there. You.
That's true. That's where me and Rob met. That's crazy. Yeah.
I opened for Tom Brady.
Shut up. We don't talk about that name anymore, Rob.
I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, that's true. At the Old Bishop, where they're doing shows right this very weekend. So a lot of funny people are going to be there. Get over there. But I didn't post on the Patreon this week, but I'll be back to that next week. I wanted to get a broad sense of what people thought. So I posted on the Facebook. Did we post on the Twitter?
No.
Okay. All right. We got the thoughts coming from Facebook. I said that like Cosby. All right. Matt Alonzo Morning, co-founder of the Limestone Comedy Festival. It says, brilliant marketing plan, subpar album at best. Kanye is more of a performance artist now than anything else. Damn. Matt Spikes says, financially genius marketing and better album than Kanye's prior three. Hope his mental health is being addressed. It's hard to watch public meltdowns. That's interesting. Prior three?
Because that would include Pablo.
Does that not include Pablo? That does, right?
It depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
Because it definitely includes Ye. And obviously Ye is short. But I liked Ye.
And Jesus is King.
Yeah.
But
definitely Jesus is Lord. Is that because that's the one that's just a gospel album. So maybe he's counting that.
Does the ghost count?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
You know.
Yeah, that is tricky. I feel like there's no way he means Pablo.
He might.
That would be crazy to me. And I also like Ye a lot. Ye really grew on me. I don't know how I feel about it compared to this yet because I haven't listened to it enough. But I mean, I think even now in retrospect, maybe I shouldn't like it as much. But I thought About Killing You Today was cool. And I know it's not on there, but I like Scoopity Poop, and I'm liking it. I'm a Ye apologist.
Ghost Town, you know what?
Ghost Town's great.
I listen to Jay today, and you know, I really like Kids See Ghosts. Like,
me
I
do
really that album. And
Reborn is one of my favorite songs. That song rules.
I like Wouldn't Leave too, but yeah, Ghost Town is great. There was only really, I think, like one song on Yay that I was like, "Dad, this is a skipper for me." But it's only, you know, it's way shorter than this, so hard to compare. I mean, it's only 23 minutes and 43 seconds. It's the difference between this album and Austin Powers. If you slap this on there. Let's see what else we got here.
Yeah, Yay is an episode of Seinfeld.
Exactly. It's about nothing. George Gordon says Jail is pretty good. Nathan Midnight says the Marilyn Manson and DaBaby appearances really tie this one together. This is what it was. Mitchell Potts says the album is 19 minutes longer than Shrek. Another Michael Myers thing. That's why I got it confused.
Michael Myers is a murderer.
That's true. I like to, that's who I've, that's the one that I think is funny though. I like that guy. Dan Dries says the Trump feature verse was only okay. Alexander Hartz says it's a good album. Yes, it has filler, especially towards the second half. Yes, he should have not have had the DaBaby or Manson involved, but the good makes up for the bad. Case in point, songs like Jail, Moon, Off the Grid, and Come to Life. While some complain that it sounds like he's singing from a closet, I appreciate the stadium like feel of the vocals. It centers them in the way in a way that his other albums don't, and sonically it incorporates aspects of his past albums in ways that still push his production forward. Well put.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
PR review.
I think you're going to really like this next one. This is Bobby Budd's review of the album Donda, and Bobby Budd says can't wait for his follow-up album. Esta El Baño. Mm-hmm. Donda Esta El Baño. God damn it, Bobby.
Rob just quietly shaking his head.
I didn't take Spanish, so it took me a minute. But
he's on Duolingo over there. Damn.
Noah Savage says it sucks. More like a bunch of rough drafts. Only the song he does about Kim where he rhymes. You my favorite prom queen, even if I'm in dad shoes, you in mom jeans, hit it all. Damn, that is savage, Noah.
He didn't like the line, we're a great team, like Pizza Hut and KFC.
That's, I gotta tell you, I think we were just talking about fast food restaurants and, I think that might be the worst team I've ever heard of. KFC and if they KFC sucks and it's a problem. Like because Pizza Hut is good. Those are my thoughts. All right. Tony Smith says I think we're a little quick to pan this one. Gets better with every listen, in my opinion. Far from his best, but not a bust. And Adam Burke says, "Who has that kind of time?"
You don't have time to watch,
which is also like is not wrong.
Other things,
yes. Who does have that kind of time? It's
a lot of people have watched Shrek and watched something else that day. That's not that long, like
yeah. But to listen to it, but you don't watch Shrek every day.
You don't.
Yeah, it's fucking long, Rob. just admit that it's long.
And it is long, but you know, like Fiona like learns a lesson, you know what I'm saying?
Not Shrek, Rob. Shrek is the perfect length. David Britton, and this is a two-parter, he writes, "Ha ha ha, oh man, every time you posted a picture with this guy, I thought it was because you met John Cena and asked for a fan pic. I guess I thought you took a bunch or something. No idea what's wrong with my brain. Does he even look like John Cena, or is that just me?" Then he followed up and said, this was supposed to be commented on another friend's post, but
I was so confused.
Me too. Because I guess, to me anyway, her boyfriend looks like John Cena. I'm not deleting it, though.
Because you know he's on that other person's post being like, funny story, I actually posted what I was meant to post here.
What's the review of Donda on the other post?
Okay, Pete Bledel says, it made me really happy when I was listening to it. His best since Yeezus, which I do not agree with, but Pete is a super fan, and I appreciate his thoughts, and I'm glad he's enjoying it. John Griffin says, anyone who paid whatever the F that was at Soldier Field is a fool, a sadist, or both. Damn. Matthew Benjamin says, I don't know how people make judgments on an album this fast. That's
fair. He means masochist, by the way. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't let that slip.
Yeah, sadist is like,
if you're calling other people a fool, you got to get your damn words right.
Yeah, that does not make sense to call him a sadist. That's really funny.
I couldn't let that slip.
Sorry, John. Max Beasley says, worst Kanye album, absolutely boring drudge, no good songs, no singles, way too long. I've been a huge Kanye fan, get this, since 808s, and I'm no longer interested in hearing new records from him. I think he's washed, done. Damn, Max, how are you gonna hop on at 808s?
This just sounds like people who call in the sports radio.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Did you guys see Skip Bayless? They explain what washed was to him, because he was all like, isn't it washed up? And then Shannon was like, no, they just say washed now, you know, like. And then I can't remember what example he used, but another term where we just like shorten it. But it's like, do we want Skip Bayless to be up on slang? Like, if Skip Bayless knows what it means, then it's over.
Skip Bayless saying no cap.
he already took the word drip. He took drip.
Yeah, I saw him say that. So. I wish he would just skip the fuck away. I hate his ass.
Damn. That sucks. He needs to buy some shoes at Bayless.
Yeah, no, I think that there's so many the marriage of sports and social media has caused so many people in professional settings to just appropriate slang that we run through like terms so fast.
Yeah.
Because eventually, you know, you're going to hear a sportscaster like quote a tweet or quote a, you know,
right,
a tweet
or true. Post.
And then, yeah, we don't, they don't even last that long.
That is a good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's what the news is. Sports journalism has become is reading people's tweets. And yeah. It's pretty good. I think, what do you think about LaFraud James? And do you feel that he has any Mickey Mouse dreams?
Shout out to the Lakers. Shout out to Melo. Westbrook, if you're listening. You know.
Russ loves this show.
Shout out to the playoff Rondo.
Shaquille Fraud Neal. what do you think about him and his Mickey Mouse?
Shout out to the 2000 Lakers.
No, fuck the 2000 Lakers.
Shout out to the 2004 Lakers.
Ooh, wow. Pistons have entered the chat.
Oh, shit. We can't get into this.
No, we can't.
Another day we'll talk about this. I was hoping you were going to be at Beauty Bar the other night so I could talk to you about Malice of the Palace. But
Reggie Miller is a lying asshole.
All right, now we got to move on. Now I'm pissed. Look at this. Look at my phone, Chris. He's a good man.
For the rest of our lives, we're going to have to deal with Reggie Miller on the couch in the suit talking about he almost did it.
He did almost do it, and everybody agreed.
Rob has put on a Lakers jersey, and it is Kobe Bean Bryant.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But we can't say nothing now.
So. Nope. Now it's over. Now our fun is over, yeah. Rob. Donnie Sangstack says, very fun to say Donda with a Baltimore accent. Anybody want to give it a try? No. Yeah, all right. We won't do it.
Can't do it. I haven't seen The Wire in a long time.
Yeah.
I really, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. We're not doing it. So Do entertain yourselves at home by trying that Donda with a Baltimore accent. Jessica Bruns says, oh, she posted the Soulja Boy tweet. Aaron Klinger says it's deceptively hooky. Hurricane and Jesus Lord Bang. It's better than Yay. Pablo grew on me a lot later on, and I get the feeling this might too. I don't think Kanye has the single focus right now to write charting singles, but the album sounds good and the lyrics are more clear-headed than Ye. It does sound like it was written in an arena and it sounds good in a big room. Interesting.
All right. Mm. Flex. She let us know she got a big room.
That's Aaron Klinger. It's a, I do believe that is a man, but you know, it's, that's all right.
My man got a thick room.
Big as hell. He don't got no furniture. Where's your couch? Hey, man, that would sound so much better if you took the couch out.
Tommy doesn't have pillows. I don't even have a bed. all right. Last one here. Shelly Kim Bowslice says, love it. Sounds great with Swizz Beatz and... what is this? How do you say this? Gesalfelstein, producing with him again. They produced some of the best tracks from Pablo and Yeezus. Feels like the album that was supposed to come after Pablo. All right. And then one more. Tabari McCoy says it's awful.
Damn. The reviews are mixed.
Why would you end on that?
I thought it was funny to have just such a, after reading like a bunch of like long, like thought out things, I love just one. It's trash. Yeah, it's interesting, you know? Interesting. Yeah. Let's get to our final thoughts on this album, because we gotta get out of here. But I got to listen to it again for sure. I'm going to listen to it tonight and probably for the next. I'm going to give it some time. And even talking to you guys about it made me like it more, because it got me listening a little closer. You know, I'm enjoying it. But Pitchfork gave it a 6. What do you think about that?
Out of 10?
That might be fair.
Yeah, out of 10.
Pitchfork
that's unfair.
Do you think that's unfair? Wow.
This album is about praising the Lord, praising Jesus. So of course,
it has to be a 10.
Pitchfork, a bad rating. You know,
that is a great point.
I didn't think about it like that.
They should give every gospel album like a 1.
Halo gave it 5 out of 5 stars. So
6 is too low. Just like production value alone.
Sure.
Angelharp.com said it's a 10, so I don't know.
Number one Ye fan on Twitter said it's 11 out of 10.
Oh, shit.
You can't argue with this Abby, so.
Weird, because Fraud Ye says that he
another Mickey Mouse album. Drake is injured.
Yeah, Soulja Boy's injured. All right. Yeah, Tommy, what do you think?
You know, I've been just kind of shuffling it for the last few days in the background, and every once in a while there'll be a moment where I'm like, damn, this is awesome. And there's so much of it that I'm like, that doesn't grab me as much, but I do think there's like genuinely great stuff in it. So I'm happy to, I do think it's one of those, like Rob said earlier, that I'm going to have to make like a 10 song playlist of the songs I actually like, and then I'll be able to appreciate those more, because there is just too much at the end of the day to sift through. But I'm happy it's out, and yeah.
Fair enough. Chris, what do you got for this album?
Yeah, I would echo pretty much the same thing. Like, I already know, even though I don't think I've given all of it a complete, like, listen and re-listen and re-listen, there's enough already to be like, this is enough for, like, a good album. There's more stuff, and maybe, you know, eventually maybe I'll just, you know, lose that, or maybe I'll come back to that and be like, oh, I actually like this or whatever. But I mean, it's good. I think somebody, you read somebody's comment, who said like it should have been like the one after Pablo. I thought that was a weird take, but it's also like, there did seem like there was a lot of like, man, you don't know what he's doing. A lot of jumping around and like stuff just happened out of nowhere. And this one seems like the more, I think they just mean like together, where like Pablo was like that big like stadium event when it happened. And then you have what happens with like this rollout. It does seem to match more than the chaos of a little bit of what came after. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good point, but it's good to have him back without, you know, drama, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it does help that Trump's not the president right now too. Not to get political, but it's like it just takes a little of the edge off of Kanye doing that shit, but it still sucks. But all right, Rob, what do you think?
I think everyone's so judgmental. Everybody hurts.
The great Michael Stipe once said.
I enjoy it. I think that it's got a little bit of everything. It's what I expect from Ye now. I don't expect a polished piece of work for the masses. I expect a mixed bag that, like, you know, if you want to find good in it, you'll find good in it. If you want to find bad in it, you'll find bad in it. But if you just want to play something and just play it all the way through like you do the older stuff, that's not what this is. But at the same time, there's a lot of good. There's a lot of highs. There's a lot of fun sounds. You know, if you like your ears, then yeah, play some of those fun sounds and enjoy it.
If you hate cursing, this is the album for you.
Yeah. Yep. And I do. Oh, did we just lose Tommy? He just bailed. Awesome.
Tommy loves cursing.
He loves it too much. I gotta say, I will give this a more thorough review after my stem machine gets here and I can mix it to perfection the way that I want to hear it. And after I do that, I'm sure it'll be perfect, and I'll give it a final review. But
are they still selling those?
Oh, if they're not, I'm pissed. I kind of do want one. It seems fun. I mean, it's too much money, but that is cool to move lights around and make your own album.
It does suck that it's oh yeah, you could still buy it. It does suck that it doesn't have a speaker.
Oh, it doesn't?
I don't think so. I think you gotta like Bluetooth it to a speaker. I think. I don't know. It looks like it's got a speaker.
Oh yeah. What the hell? That sucks. Well, it looks cool as hell. I want to try it out. If maybe we'll try to raise money on the Patreon to buy a stem player. But Rob and Chris, thanks so much for being on. We've lost Tommy. I don't know. I think he had enough, but I can do his plugs for him, I think. You guys have anything you want to promote on the way out?
I'm on a television show that's on the internet called Sneak This. It's on YouTube. Casey Faye, famous for the movie show, he's on there. also, you know, we've... It's me and Jamel Johnson, and if you like sneakers, you'll love it. It's making fun of sneaker culture. It's all sketch comedy.
It's funny as hell. I enjoyed a lot. The bot one had my ass dying. I loved you guys. There's an episode where you guys make your own. You guys get a bot because it's so hard to get sneakers without one, and hilarity ensues.
Yeah, it just turns into a big old John Hughes movie. So, you know. But yeah, there's all kind of movie references, and you know, if you grew up in the 90s, early 2000s, this is the show for you. And if you don't like sneakers and you don't like comedy, just play it on YouTube. We'll take the views. You know, just play it in your sleep. That's fine too.
Hell yeah! All right, Chris. Do
yeah, if you're, I guess, an NFL fan, I'm gonna be on Bleacher Report's Gridiron Heights Live on Tuesdays this NFL season.
Why so is Rob looking at you like that?
I don't know. I found out like very recently. Nobody knows, but yeah, I'll be on
make
that.
Make calls and make sure that doesn't go down. But,
Thanks for taking away my dream, Rob.
That's sick. Congrats, no, man.
It's a sick show. It's going to be all season long, so look out for that. And if you like comics and if you like Rick and Morty, go to your comic book store October 6th. You can buy my Rick and Morty Presents book. It'll be a
oh, shit. That's sick.
Wow. Man. Congrats.
Thanks, man. Oh, yeah.
October 6th?
Yes, sir.
Dope.
I'm seeing if Tommy messaged us. Oh, he says, my computer died. Could you plug my show in Boston at Hideout Comedy at the White Bull Tavern, September 9th? I'm going to do him one better. I know for a fact that Tommy will also be coming up at the Zanies in Chicago. So get over there if you live in the Chicagoland area. I know he'd appreciate that. I don't know why this is being goofy. I'm trying to find Tommy's Instagram to find the exact date, but I believe it is mid-September. And here we go. Yep, September 14th. And if you go to Tommy's Instagram, you can find the link. And then yeah, see him in Boston. And where am I going? We'll both be at the Treefort Music Festival at the end of September. We're gonna do a live Stand By Your Band. So get over to that. I know there's more, but I'm losing it. So get on the Patreon. It's $3 a damn month, and you get bonus episodes every friggin' week, man. And then you go to come to Good God at the Sultan Room. The next one's September 12th. We got Todd Barry and a bunch of other people. All right,
band from there.
Your band, is that right? That's right, because you got too fucked up. You were a problem.
Wait, is this for real?
Yeah, Rob got too fucked up and he said some crazy shit. So he's not welcome anymore. No, Rob's always welcome, given that he gives the proper notice and doesn't say all that crazy shit because he's so drunk on alcohol. At the end of the night, Rob kept being like, "You made me drink all this." I was like, "I didn't make you do shit." All right. Thanks for coming on, guys. We love you. And guys, get on that Patreon. All right. Keep it crispy. Go Pacers.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.